Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's reflect on a brilliant win for Everton last night. Ronald Koeman with the damaging blow to Arsene Wenger's title hopes. Both on and off the pitch in terms of a blow as well, because afterwards, a little bit of a war of words. The Gunners boss, he had a go at the referee, Mark Clattenburg. He basically said that it was his fault that Arsenal lost the game. Here is Arsene Wenger.
I'm really disappointed because Clattenburg was in a very good position to see that they headed the ball out. And it's not the first time we are unlucky with his decision this season.
Ronald Koeman said he was a sore loser. Let's talk with the former Everton Director of Communications, Alan Myers. Morning to you, Alan.
Morning, Steve.
What do you think? Arsene Wenger a sore loser?
Well, I think you know, as my dad used to say, you know, read the newspapers tomorrow morning, you'll see whether it was a corner or not. And I think that's the case, you know. Things happen in games where, I mean, I don't know, I've not really seen the pictures of the incident, but, you know, the fact is the referee and gave the corner and Arsenal should have defended it better than they did. And great header from Ashley Williams, and I think it was just what Everton deserved, to be honest, in the end.
Well, one thing that can be said, Goodison Park is massively special on a night like that. When the fans truly got into it, it is a place that rocks.
Well, you know, I said it last night, it's the last bastion of football stadium in this country. There's not many places like Goodison Park. And it was interesting, you know, because there's been a lot of talk recently, as you'll know, about the atmosphere there. And I have to say, the first 15 minutes or so, the place was really quiet. And I sat thinking myself, I don't go as much as I should do and as much as I'd like to. But, you know, I was quite, again, taken aback, really, how quiet it was. And then, you know, there was a series of about three or four tackles in the space of about 10 seconds. And you just saw it come to light. It was like someone had switched the button on, you know. And I think, you know, again, you saw the celebration of Seamus Coleman after he equalised. And you know, he was sort of he was getting the fans up. And you think, well, you know, it just takes a little bit of aggression. It takes a little bit of passion. It takes a little bit of commitment. And the fans will respond, and they did last night. You know, absolutely brilliant. The last 5 minutes after the goal was just incredible.
Coleman may be rolling back the ears a little bit with his performance. Look, all the fans want, and all they've been talking about, is show us a bit of commitment, show us some aggression, show us some fight. All those things came to fruition.
They did, and I went to do the interview with the press conference with Ronald Koeman a couple of days before for Sky, and I remember walking away from that thinking, this guy knows what is needed. You know, he was obviously, you know, disappointed with what's happened over the last few games or 10 games. But you just felt that he had, and I think he on purpose tried to steer his players into a performance. And I think, you know, once they realised themselves that they could do this again, you know, I think you saw it come on. You saw great performances by James McCarthy, by Ross Barkley, by Romelu Lukaku. You know, there was one run from Lukaku down the left wing where he just went past his defender, you know, and Everton have it, you know, but it's very, very easy to get into that situation where you just feel as if you're underconfident and you know, and you've got to get out of that. And I think Ronald Koeman's done his job over the last few days getting that out of the system.
Well, you've obviously worked alongside managers, and when managers have been in bad positions and going through, you know, perilous times, Ronald Koeman's never shown anything to suggest it's affected him in recent weeks. Or have you seen anything different when, as you say, you've been interviewing him?
No, I honestly believe that he's one of his real assets is his coolness, and I think you know, the fact that he just takes his time with everything, even under, and he doesn't when they are getting beat, he doesn't come out and just pretend that everything's okay and be over positive. You know, he says it how it is. I think he was quite annoyed after the game at Watford, you know, a lot more than he had been, you know, and I think he's one who will say it when it's wrong, and he will call his players out when he needs to. And I think he's been absolutely fantastic over the last week or so. You know, and even post-match last night, you know, with Arsene Wenger, he wouldn't have it. You know, he wouldn't take that. In fact, I think he mentioned I'm lost with days at the moment. I think he mentioned on Monday, you know, about, or Friday it could have been, about, you know, that sort of I think he's won last three games, has he, at Southampton against Arsene Wenger.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think he's got this little sort of voodoo thing over it, you know. Where, and I think he mentioned that. So I think that was, again, a little bit of psyching out by him. But once we equalised last night, I think you felt there was only one winner in the game, you know. And I don't think we've been able to say that for some time.
Here is Ronald Koeman. Quick thought on how they won the game.
The weakness is if you go face-to-face and you be aggressive. And you win battles, and you run, and you go. And you need a little bit of luck, of course. What happened at the last minute, or the last 20 seconds, but okay.
Now, I think this is really interesting. He says the weakness of Arsenal is if you're aggressive and go face-to-face. And yet, go back to the weekend, and he was saying, we haven't got enough physicality.
Yeah, I think he was right. I think he's been right. I don't think he means, you know, I think a lot of people thought, you know, that was the end of some players' career at Everton when he said that. I think he was talking about on the pitch at the moment, you know, that the players were not showing that battle, that fight. I think there are many, many players who are physically strong enough in the Everton team. And I think last night you saw that. And I think that's what he was trying to call them out on, you know, a little bit of passion, a little bit of, and going for every challenge. And you saw in the first 15 minutes, one of the things I noticed was the lack of that, you know, and you looked at the defence, and every time the ball came back, you know, whether it was from the goalkeeper, the defenders, you felt nervous for them. You felt that, you know, they were worried about, I mean, there was one point when the goalkeeper was trying to dribble around players. And,
yeah.
And that's not the way to play. It's certainly not the way Ronald Koeman likes to play. If you look at the Southampton teams he's played in the past, you know, they're all about it. You know, I was going to use the word aggression, but it's not aggression. It's all about, it is physicality, and it's about pushing forward and not giving anyone a second on the ball for the opposition, you know. And I think that's what he wants to get to. And I think, you know, given that, I mean, that crowd last night was, you know, you couldn't help but be like that once it got lit up, you know. But I see what he's after, and I think he got it last night in droves.
I suppose you only know if the corner's been turned after sort of a sequence of games, a run of four or five, where you see quality in games time after time.
Listen, absolutely. You know, this is one win in 10 or whatever it is, you know, and it's still, you know, let's not kid ourselves. You know, there's a long way to go yet. And I think he knows that as well. You know, we've got a massive game on Monday, which, you know, you lose that one and all that work from last night is gone down the pan. But you know, if they give that, the Everton crowd, the Everton faithful, you know, I saw a little bit of arguments on Twitter over the last week about people being negative, but the Everton crowd, if, as they did in that little period where those three or four challenges came in, if they see that, if they see commitment, if they see, you know, they're not a hard crowd to please in that respect. You know, they just want to see a bit of passion, a bit of fight, a bit of attitude. And like I say, they'll do that. But the team have got to do that week in, week out now. It's not about one game. You know, it's not, you know, Everton's Everton. It's not, it doesn't get overexcited about one game, you know, beating Arsenal, even though it was a great result and a great performance. You know, so they've got to take this on now and perform like that week in, week out.
I know a few weeks ago people were sort of given a knee-jerk reaction saying we need massive wholesale changes, 8 or 9, or, you know, need to be changed within the team. That's obviously not going to happen within one transfer window. How much of a change do you think is needed within that current squad, Alan?
Oh, I think there's a lot of change needed. I think there will be. You know, I think, you know, the manager's already identified where his weaknesses are, where he wants to. You know, but let's not forget, you know, quite a few of those players have been in there for some time. And, you know, I think all teams, every team needs freshening up on a regular basis. In the Premier League now, it's so intense, and I think he knows that, and I think he knows. But you're right; it's certainly not in a January. If it was a summer window, you might think, you know, you can do some good work there. But, you know, in a January, you're restricted to what you can buy. But also, you know, it's a whole turnaround of mentality. I think, you know, they've had a couple of years where it's not been going well, so you've got to change the mentality around. And I think that's what he'll do. I mean, I saw talk last week of getting rid of the manager, and all. I mean, it's crazy, you know. It's, you know, but, you know, I saw the you know, I look at football fans, and certainly Evertonians, you know, in particular, when people say, oh, they're moaning, I see that as passion. I don't see it as moaning, you know. It was the same when I was in the job. The minute people stop moaning about their football club, the game's finished, you know, and you've got to have that passion. Yeah, okay, you know, sometimes, you know, they go over the top, but I just think that they realise, and I think Ronald Koeman realises, that changes have to be made, but it can't happen overnight. It takes time, you know, the manager's been in 6 months. He needs much more time than that to do what the job he needs to do.
Well, for the time being, lots of smiles on Evertonian faces this morning. Thank you very much indeed, Al.
Cheers, Steve.
Alan Myers, former Everton Director of Communications.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.